Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is The Natural Man Cannot Understand the Things of God. And you might be wondering why. And today we're going to talk about that. Friends, I'm so glad that you're joining me on the Bible Book Club. I would love for you to read with us the Bible in 1 year. We start in January and we end in December 31st. If you stay with us, you will have read the whole Bible in 1 year. And I'm encouraging you to read the Bible, and because the Word of God is a sword. And you need a sword in order to battle the things of the enemy. Amen. So today we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. No one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. No one. No one can understand the things about God's spirit. Natural man. And God has given it unto us, the spirit, not the world spirit, to tell us about the wonderful free gift of grace and blessing that God has given us. Not coming from the world, in other words. God's spirit is coming from God. And why? Remember Jesus said in the Word of God, I'm going away. I'm not going to be with you anymore, but I'm not going to leave you alone. He said he will send the Holy Spirit come and to be with us and also in us. So we, when we receive the Lord Jesus, we can have God's Spirit living in us. And how do you know? It's like our conscience. You know you did something wrong. You know for some reason that you shouldn't have done that or something like that. And something tells you, oh, why did you go here? Why didn't you do that? And you don't know why. Well, that's the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you. Some people might call it a conscience. Some people, you know, call it something else. But we know the Holy Spirit can do that. Why do we know? Because the Bible says. So we use the Holy Spirit's word to explain the Holy Spirit's facts. But the man who isn't a Christian cannot understand and cannot accept these thoughts from God, which the Holy Spirit teaches us. They sound foolish to him because only those who have the Holy Spirit within them can understand what the Holy Spirit is meaning. Others just can't take it in. But the spiritual man has insight into everything, and that bothers and baffles the man of the world who cannot understand the Holy Spirit at all. Well, you know, I think that people in other religions, they meditate until they receive something. So what are they receiving? Some divine intervention, some divine thought. And I'm not saying that that's the same as the Holy Spirit, because there are many spirits, the Bible says. But when you know God, the Holy Spirit is going to teach you about God. He's not going to teach you about many other things. unless he has something specific that he needs to tell you about. And of course, it will always line up with the Word of God. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then it's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not tell you to lie, steal, kill, destroy. The Holy Spirit, or even hurt your own self. It's the Holy Spirit teaches us what he hears from heaven and what he needs to teach us in order for us to do God's will. Amen. Friends, the Holy Spirit leads us, he teaches us, and he confirms God's word. What word? The word he hears in heaven. Because he is God's Spirit, he hears what's going on in heaven. He knows what's going on up there. And he's here to share it with us. And many people have said that, that they heard something from the Holy Spirit that God told them to say. Like John, he heard the Spirit, and it says the Spirit took him up to heaven to see what was going on. 1 John 2:27 says, you have received the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit lives within you, in your heart, so that you don't need anyone to teach you what is right, because the Holy Spirit will teach you all things, not a liar. And so, just as he said, you must live in Christ and never to depart from him. He confirms the things about God. It says the Holy Spirit leads us. We have to be led to God. He has to lead us because we cannot actually see Jesus right now. We're not in heaven. We cannot see what's going on from a bigger view. So he has to send somebody to help us, to teach us, and to confirm God. Every word in the Bible is God's word. We need to be led. But if we don't want to be led, then we're not going to go into the direction that God would let us to go or would like us to go. And of course, he's not going to force us into anything that you personally are not going to want to do. But you know what? God knows better than we do. And he knows our heart. And he knows what's in our heart. And in our heart are many things that is contrary to God. Amen. Friend, if you want to receive this Holy Spirit, you know that you can ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And I had a girlfriend that I prayed with her to receive the Holy Ghost, and it took a long time, and she didn't receive it. So I told her, you know what? When you go home, you can just sit on your bed, and you'll be free with the Holy Spirit, with God, and ask him to baptize you. And you know what? He did, without anybody. If you ask, really desiring to follow God and to want to know his heart and seek his will, become, first of all, you have to become a Christian, right? You have to accept the Lord Jesus. And then secondly, you can be baptized in water. That's an outward sign of your confirmation that you are a Christian. And then there's a baptism of the Holy Ghost, meaning that you will receive a gift of your own prayer language. Because, how do we know that? Because in the book of Acts, the first time that the Holy Spirit came from the sky, out of the sky, they were like fires over people. You can read it yourself in the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit fell on 140 to 60 people, 140 or 116, that number. And all of them, every single one, received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That is the day the Holy Spirit came from heaven. And he's here on this earth to dwell in us and with us. The Holy Spirit is here with us, and he wants us to know what God is saying, to understand the things of God, because the natural man cannot. Friends, if you would like that Holy Spirit, you just have to ask him, fill me. I need this power. One day I knew I needed this power in order to be effective for God. And you need it too. If you know Jesus, ask God to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And he will fill you to overflowing. You will have joy everlasting. Amen. Let's pray. If you don't know Jesus, can you pray this prayer? Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my heart. I believe you are the Son of God, and you died for me personally, and you are now the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, help me. Come into my heart. Give me the Holy Ghost. Pour unto me, Father God, your power so I can do your will and follow you more excellently like Paul did. Lord, I thank you, Lord. If I have hurt anyone, I ask them to forgive me. If Lord, I forgive anyone who has hurt me. And I thank you, Lord. I give you praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, would you let me know? I would love to know, and I would love to help you on your journey. It's the Holy Spirit.